Now time with Doc, Jacksonite's boys basketball here on our Locker Room Chats on 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you, brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart, Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham. Joining us now is Brett Plattner, head coach of the Cobra Boys. And coach, you're back for your second season. Last year, I know kind of up and down for the most part, but you bring back pretty much everybody from last year. So starting here, how has everything gone so far?
Yeah, we talked a little bit off air that it's always easier being a second year coach because the team knows your expectations and all the stuff you built on in the first year. And for what was the most part a learning year, you can build on that and really get deeper into sets, deeper into plays, and a little more advanced for what you want from your guys. And really like what we got so far. We have a ton of kids out this year, about 30 total, not counting injuries. So there'll be plenty of minutes to go around for different guys and plenty of competition in practice to make each other better from. But from what was deemed last year a pretty inexperienced squad that we had, being a lot of sophomores and juniors, those guys are older now, and we have probably one of the more experienced squads in the league with majority of our guys being juniors and seniors on our varsity squad.
So then what are your expectations for the team here heading into this season? I know obviously it was pretty uneven at 500 in league play last year. So what are your expectations with so many guys you do bring back?
Just consistency. We had some games last year. We had a 2 or 3 game stretch where, you know, we looked pretty good and it seemed like we were putting things together. We were consistently putting the ball in the hole and looking pretty sharp on offense and defense. But then just as soon as we thought we were taking that next step, we'd have a 2-game regression where we were struggling to get into our offensive set, struggling to move the ball and struggling to get stops on defense. So just finding that overall consistency from the guys, which, you know, should improve with that experience they've gotten and getting older, is what we're looking for more of this year.
Yeah, some of those guys coming back, Grant Ammon in the post. You've also got Silas Holiday, Jason Boza there at the guard positions. What are your expectations for those guys? How much are you really going to rely on them here early on?
Yeah, they definitely have to be our leaders, and especially in the case of Jason and Silas, you know, they're 3-year varsity starters, so we're going to lean on them heavily, and you can't trade experience for anything. So the experiences they've gotten over the last 2 years, it all leads to this point. They need to put their best foot forward for their senior seasons. And Grant, he really took off on the varsity scene last year after struggling with some injuries early in his career. And, you know, the length and athleticism he provides, you can't trade that. You can't trade that length and athleticism, especially when you get him going downhill and towards the rim.
You look ahead to this start of the season on Friday. You got a tough matchup with Royal Valley coming to town. They were so good last year, and they bring back quite a few guys also here into this season. So what do you look at with this opening game with Royal Valley?
Yeah, it's really going to be a gauge for our guys. We faced some tough competition over the summer, and we wouldn't trade those experiences for anything because it really showed us where we needed to get better as a program. And right to kick off the year here, we have a very solid, experienced, and well-coached program at Royal Valley with some guys that'll give us problems no matter what we do defensively or offensively. So really just want to see how our guys react to a little bit of adversity and how much we've grown over the past year or so. And hopefully we can put our best foot forward and give everybody a good game to watch on Friday night.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck coming up against Royal Valley on Friday. Also Oskaloosa on Tuesday. We look forward to hearing from you throughout the year as well. Thank you so much for taking the time, though. We certainly appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Johnny. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach, thank you. Brett Plattner, head coach of the Jacksonites boys, joining us on our Locker Room Chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.